for Sunday, March 17th. This is Food in 5 Minutes, the part of the Ken on Food podcast that brings you 5 stories from the world of food in Ireland and beyond, served up in 5 minutes or less. Ish. If you're listening to this on the day of release, it's also St. Patrick's Day, the tail end of Seachtain na Gaeilge here in Ireland. So to Fáilte Róid Chuig an Bud Craol and the Seachtain na Seo agus to Súlaig up Will Tugub. I've got another 5 stories for you this week to lend your ears to over the next couple of minutes, and as always, you'll find links to everything I mentioned on the blog. Simply head over to kenonfood.com. If you've got a story to share at any time of day, please do feel free to drop me an email. It's ken@kenonfood.com, and if you'd like more, then consider a free subscription to The Week in Food, available at kenonfood.substack.com, where I bring you extra stories along with recipes and podcast picks and more every Sunday morning, dropping in your inbox around 7 a.m. And if you like what you hear and you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, why not leave a quick 5-star review or comment and let's connect. Seaid, Scéalta na Seachtain na Seo. This week saw some of the creme de la creme of the Irish food scene descend on the 5-star Lyrath State Hotel in Kilkenny, only around the corner from me, for this year's Leinster round of the Irish Restaurant Awards. Now in its 15th year, the awards aim to promote and support the very best of the Irish hospitality sector, from local food heroes to top restaurants, chefs, wine experiences, pubs, food trucks and more. Submissions opened earlier this year, with judging for the Leinster round taking place at the end of February, and I was delighted to be able to chip in with my 2 cents for this year at long last. You can find a full list of all the winners on the blog now, kenonfood.com, or you can check out the official Irish Restaurant Awards website. I'd be all day naming names from all corners of Leinster, but in particular, congratulations to the teams at New Moon in Tullow, County Carlow. It's a cracking Indian restaurant. Arroy, Aron, Rinuccini, and everybody on the Kilkenny side, Inside Out and Slane, Greenacres in Wexford and more, and all who picked up regional awards, sending them forward to the All-Ireland reveal in May. Next up, it's the Connacht Awards that happens this coming week in Mayo, and again, you can check out the blog for details and the Irish Restaurant Awards website for tickets. Also on Wednesday this week, we saw the European Parliament progress moves to ban businesses, including supermarkets, from throwing away food that is still safe to eat. If brought to pass, the revision of waste framework would see EU member states required to reduce food waste by 20% on the manufacturing side and 40% in households, retail and restaurants by 2030. I know there had been some talk on this earlier, we might have even mentioned it in the podcast, regarding the reduction of portion sizes as a way of combating food waste, but the proposed law would effectively mean an outright ban on good food going to waste. So while it's currently in discussion and moves towards a conclusion, by the reports from this week, there's no actual deal expected to be reached until later this year following this summer's European elections. Thursday this week saw Ireland's Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConlogue, announce that the country is set to increase its contribution to the UN World Food Programme by 40% from next year until 2027, bringing Ireland's funding of the programme from the department up to €105 million, our highest ever World Food Programme contribution. Speaking from Kenya this week, the minister says that Ireland recognises the impact that conflict and climate change are having on food security and nutrition. Our increased funding will enable World Food Programme globally to continue to respond to crisis-affected refugees while also working to build resilience and community integration. Ireland has rejoined the executive board of the WFP last year for a 2-year rotation, and the opening address of Ireland's new term committed to addressing global hunger, improving nutrition and promoting transformation of food systems in line with the country's National Agri-Food Strategy, Food Vision 2030. You can read more with the links and the show notes. They're available now at kenonfood.com. Given that today, and again if you're listening to this on release day, is St. Patrick's Day, that means that entry for this year's Blossom Heron Awards have started, with early bird entry running from today until the 3rd of April. Blossom Heron is the largest blind-tasted food awards on the island of Ireland. It's designed to recognise and celebrate the very best of Irish food and drink. The awards now in their 17th year. What began at the outset for an awards programme with under 400 applications saw entries approach the 3,000 mark last year, with coveted gold, silver and bronze awards very much seen as a marker of success. for Irish artists and producers in particular. Together with the Food Science Department of UCC and the University of Copenhagen, the team at Blossnahearn have developed a blind tasting judging system that's now recognised as industry gold standard worldwide. Plus, it all takes place around the Dingle Food Festival too in October, meaning the Kerry hotspot is going to be an absolute hotbed of activity come the autumn. You can find out more and get early bird entries in by visiting irishfoodawards.com. And last but by no means least, it seems that Ireland's deposit return scheme has taken off, or at least it's driven us to try the reverse vending machines dotted around the country since the beginning of February. According to statistics published earlier this week, Return, who are looking after Ireland's deposit return scheme, it's collected over 5.6 million drinks containers since its 1st of February launch, with the first 10 days in March reporting returns of over 3.6 million drinks containers alone, which is a hell of a lot of Fanta and Monster, Coke and all the rest of it to you and I. Now, of that 3.6 million collected over the first 10 days in March, nearly a million of those landed last weekend, you know, the Mother's Day weekend, the March 8th and 9th. So in all, 1.9 million transactions have been recorded. I assume that is, you know, your single return visit to put in as many bottles or cans as you can. 1.9 million since the start of February. There's 2,300 reverse vending machines now available to those returning bottles and cans. The scheme is seen as a pivotal part of Ireland's strategy to meet and exceed EU recycling targets. But if you have tried it and failed, or if you have tried and succeeded, if you think this is glorious and amazing, or you think it's a complete waste of time, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can find my contact details on the blog. And that's it. Another week in the bag, another five stories to help you along with your morning cup of coffee or cup of tea, and all going according to plan. I'll be back to do it all over again next week. So wherever you are in the world, whether it's Drogheda or Dubai, happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk again next Sunday. Good luck.